Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network. Time for a look at our pre-opening markets here this morning. Complete check of all those markets coming up when we come back in a moment.
Well, cattle producers, it's one of the big sales of the year for Superior Video Livestock Auction. Video Royale 28, Monday, July 27th through Friday, July 31st. From the Winnemucca Event Center, Winnemucca, Nevada, it'll be seen on SLA TV, Dish Network Channel 997, and on SuperiorClickToBid.com. Each day, Superior Sunrise will begin at 9:30 a.m., and the auction itself starts at 10 a.m. Central Time each day, Monday through Friday. 195,000 head will be offered this year, 29,000 yearling steers, 16,000 yearling heifers, 81,000 weaned calves, and 64,000 calves on cows. Each day of the week, a different region of the country will be featured. Go to their website for details of this year's Video Royale, SuperiorLivestock.com, or call them 800-422-2117, Superior Livestock.
Well, cash cattle trade continues to slowly develop as the week continues, with sales around $158 in the north, and we were looking at sales in our part of the country, some additional sales yesterday at $96, the higher levels of trade developing in the north. Now, generally, price levels are steady to a dollar higher than last week's average and steady to firm from levels seen earlier in the week. Additional cash trade likely to develop over the next couple of days, but without a major shift in futures or beef markets, it's unlikely that prices will significantly change from current levels. Futures trade is expected mixed today. Mixed trade is expected to the hog complex as well this morning, as the recent support in nearby contracts is likely to be challenged by the inability for pork values to maintain previous gains. There is growing concern about the ability to keep plant production levels at current levels, and this could further add market pressure to nearby and deferred contract months. On the grains, mixed to weaker trade across the three wheat exchanges overnight, working on the first lower session of the last three. The overall trend remains up in Chicago, but sideways to lower in Minneapolis and Kansas City. Most market observers were surprised at the very strong close to the session yesterday by most contracts. It seems as though any significant buying effort the last several weeks has been tied to Chinese buying. And with the rumors present this week, would not be surprised to see an announcement from USDA today or tomorrow. Easier corn prices overnight as December tied Wednesday's highs, but have since reversed in early morning price action. Short-term consolidation's taken hold with the overall downtrend still in place. Weekly ethanol indicators were not supportive as weather models trended more favorable, taking heat off bulls from a literal and figurative standpoint. Higher trade across the soy complex overnight, led by soybean oil, which is trying to get back to its winning ways. Soybeans enjoyed a reversal higher in price during yesterday's session, which didn't allow the first back-to-back losses since the middle of the month. We're going to check your futures in just a moment.
It starts at home or work, even in your car. Wherever you are, whoever you are, physical activity is essential to a healthy life. So let's start moving, walking, kicking, riding, running, and raising the roof. Do chair dips while you watch TV, calf raises at work, shoulder rolls at a red light, move a little or a lot. Just move for 30 minutes every day or get 60 with your kids. Let's start moving today. Get activity ideas at shapeyourfutureok.com, a program of TSET.
Well, livestock futures, August live cattle down 35, 101.50, October down 40 at 105.72, August feeder cattle up 20 cents, 141.52, September up 30 cents yesterday, 143.27, August hogs up 117, 52.65. At the close yesterday, Kansas City wheat, September up 6 cents, 448.5, and December was up 5 and 3 quarters at 459.5. Chicago wheat, September up 6 and 3 quarters, 534.5, December up 6 cents at 539 and 3 quarters. September corn up 4 3/4, 327.5. December up 4 cents, 334 3/4. August soybeans up 2 3/4 at 899 1/4. September up 3 cents at 894.
That's a pre-opening look at your agricultural markets. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.